Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Whoa. Hi.
I didn't have the button push. Hey!
Hi.
Happy Tuesday.
Is that all it is?
Well, by the way.
Yeah.
This morning, well, every morning we put in a coffee order at Starbucks, and I pick it up on the way. But this morning, Brad Booker insisted on putting in an order, and I was like, all right, cool, I got this. We're good. And whatever he ordered, I could not see because it was dark in the car, and they handed me the drive-thru, but I tasted it. And in my 14-minute drive, I drank a whole venti of whatever he got from South Austin to Westlake. It was the best Starbucks drink I have ever had in my life. I walked in with one coffee, and Booker's looking at me like, did you not get a coffee? And I was like, we'll talk about it right at 6 o'clock.
So, you know how much I love Thrillist, and I'm always looking at their lists, and every time I get my Thrillist email, I open it immediately. Well, yesterday, Thrillist ranked the entire menu of Starbucks. They actually drank every single drink, and you
it's
know,
awesome.
It's obviously one person's Lee Brulauer, Breslauer, and he went through and tried every single Starbucks drink. So obviously one person's opinion. But the number one drink on the list is something that I remember having, thinking it was really good, but I didn't get it because, you know, it's got quite a bit of sugar in it. I'm trying to...
Quite a bit. I'm bouncing off the wall. This is great.
Trying to cut back on my sugary drinks. So I'm getting my coffee just regular. But it's the iced caramel cloud macchiato.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. And when she handed it to me, it felt kind of light. Like, the top was, like, a lot of foam.
It's cloud, bro.
Right. And I was about to say, like, hey, man, what's up? This is a venti. But for the first time it touched my mouth, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. It's like flying in the sky.
It was amazing.
What's a cloud?
Foam?
So
when
let
it
me
comes
tell
to Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a it's a white foam at the top, and it looks like a cloud. So this is what they said. Okay, let me tell you what the description was. This is not the caramel macchiato. This is the cloud. The caramel macchiato is not my favorite. This author wrote. So I admit I was scared that this would feel like they pumped an entire bottle of caramel flavoring into the coffee. But Starbucks went for a more subtle flavor profile here, a common feature in every other cloud drink the chain has released. I can't believe I'm typing subtle flavor profile in reference to a Starbucks drink. Ariana Grande had a hand in promoting this and the cinnamon cloud drink. She likes them with soy milk. But this is not a drink that recalls bubblegum pop. This is a grown-up drink. The iced beverage has seen some ish. The interplay between the espresso, vanilla syrup, and the foam is a sensory experience I look forward to having again. So there you go.
It's great.
Ranked number one on the list of the entire Starbucks menu.
I mean, I'm sure the calories are ridiculous. I don't even want to know the calories.
I'm going to tell you, 180 calories, 27 grams of sugar.
For the venti?
No, that's for the grande. You got the venti. It's even worse.
It was so good. It's
so
worth it.
Delicious, right?
We just can't order it again, like for a week.
No.
And then we'll go back to it. But it was so damn good, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Man, you deserve the best, brother.
It was the best. It was literally.
So I have a confession. I just recently saw a cult classic. You're going to be like, what? You've never seen this movie before? It's a movie that I'm sure you've seen and probably love. And I'll tell you my unpopular opinion coming up in 3 minutes on Mix. All right, y'all, I have a confession. I'm a little late to the game when it comes to some iconic films and even TV shows. Like, I never watched Friends and Seinfeld. Yeah. I've seen episodes here and there. But there are some movies that I've never seen ever. Like, I just watched Top Gun for the very first time a couple of years ago.
Crazy.
And over the weekend, I saw a film that everybody talks about, everybody loves, and I have never seen it up until this weekend. Y'all, I saw Goonies.
Yes!
And I have another confession. I didn't like it at all.
Because it doesn't hold up.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I thought, like, if I saw it when I was a kid, it would have a lot of nostalgia to it, and it would give me the feels of, you know, that time. I watch it now, and I'm like, this is the dumbest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yep, 100%.
Don't you think that's true to, like, Back to the Future and any movies from the 80s? Like, no, you say that because you watched it as a kid.
Well, yeah, that's exactly why.
You're making your kids watch it, and then they're going to be like, oh, my God, I love this, because you tell them how awesome it is. It's all about, like, what you saw, how old you were, and what was going on when you saw it. Like, those movies are great because you saw them as a kid for the first time.
I hear you, and what you say makes sense, but there is a certain amount of appreciation. Like, Top Gun, I can appreciate where they're coming from. Back to the Future, like you said, I can appreciate it. I think I would like it today, even if I never saw it back in the day.
You can appreciate Back to the Future. I mean, Top Gun, I understand, like, military, and there's still aircraft carriers and jets and stuff. Bro, there's no DeLorean time machines. I mean, Back to the Future, like, watching it now is like, really? Like, you think that car? Booker, I'm with you 100% on this. I love Goonies because I saw Goonies growing up.
Yes.
Beetlejuice.
Stupid.
I'd never seen it. It's my wife's favorite movie.
Stupid.
I watched it once and I said, this is the dumbest thing ever. How do you? And she's laughing and thinks it's great. And I'm like, this is dumb. And another one she just recently watched, Clue, she watched that and she was like, oh my God, this is. And I was like, this is stupid. Like, I get it, man. I get it. But to Sarah's point, if you grew up and you loved it, that's why you like it now.
But there are some 80s movies that you can still like, even if you never saw it back in the day, that you can, like, okay, I guess I get where it's coming from. Like, probably my favorite 80s movie ever is The Breakfast Club. Totally out of date in the year 2020, but I still can appreciate, oh, this is 80s humor.
But
this is 80s talk, you know? Goonies just didn't make any damn sense at all to me.
No, but you can't make that comparison because you saw Breakfast Club back in the day, so you knew there was going to be a moment where Ally Sheedy shook out her hair and was doing pixie sticks. Like, you get excited for those moments. You can't say that it would have held up if you had never seen it before.
All right, let me give you another example. I never watched Dazed and Confused back in the day. I only saw it as an adult. And although old school, I still got it and I enjoyed it. I mean, like, I got the gist of it.
But you're not going to say you didn't get it because you worship Matthew McConaughey and you say that line all the time.
That's
so
true.
It could have sucked, but it's like, you're going to be like, oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. And I still have yet to see that movie, by the way.
You've never seen
it? I've never seen it. But again, I'm afraid to watch it because it's going to probably be the stupidest thing ever because I never grew up watching it.
You just have to understand where it's coming from, right? Goonies, there's no understanding where it's coming from. It's just a bad movie.
It's just a feel-good movie, man. I mean, why did you watch it now, though? That's one of those that you've lasted so long without. Why did you even bother, man?
It's the 35th anniversary, and it's like all the talk. Everybody's talking about the Goonies again.
Yeah.
And I keep hearing about how people love it. It's one of their favorite movies. And I tried, and y'all, I just didn't get it.
Did you watch it with your kids?
Yeah, and they were bored to tears.
Were they really?
Are you serious? Whatever.
Have you downloaded the Radio.com app? It's super easy, and it's a great way for you to listen to us, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, right now live or even on demand anytime you want. So with COVID, obviously, things have changed. There's contactless delivery, but when are we going to feel comfortable bringing people back into our homes? Do you have friends just randomly dropping in? Or how about housekeepers? Are you allowing your housekeeper to come in and clean your house? Alex uses the same one I do. What about you?
We're just not really letting anyone in our house. You know what
I'm
saying?
She's coming to my house today.
I'm so jealous of you. Bottom line is I am exhausted, y'all. And I don't want anyone to be like, oh, welcome to our world. Look, I've been doing the clean forever. I get on my hands and knees and wipe the floor because I know my kids are barefoot on it. And I just like it that clean. So I told my wife, I'm like, man, I'm just getting exhausted. And she's like, well, how could I help? And I said, well, I've been talking to my friends, and my friends have recommended what they are using at home. They have a iRobot Roomba S9.
Yes.
And the iRobot Roomba S9 is a vacuum cleaner that is literally like, you know, it's a damn robot. And it basically, my friends are telling me, you need the S9 and you need the S6 or something else that does it. There's two of them. There's one that's a mop and there's one that's the vacuum. And my boys were like, dude, you just literally download the app. You just set it and it maps out your house. And bro, you go to sleep, 1 a.m., this thing fires up. It's quiet. It cleans everything. You wake up. My boys were like, bro, the best thing waking up and just knowing all the chores are done, it's on, man.
Yep.
And I'm like, how much is this? And so he said, he's all, my buddy's, all right, here's a link. Check it out. Don't freak out when you see it. And I haven't opened up the link. I literally sent it to my wife. And then my wife yesterday was upstairs. And I told her before she went up, I said, hey, check out that the iRobot thingy.
I don't know what it is either, but let me make a guess.
I told her to check it out. And then she like texted me back saying, I'm not going to even research anymore. And I'm like, why? She said, when I saw the price, I said, no, I'll help you do it. And I was like, how much is it? All right.
Okay. Let me just give you my quick little rundown on the Roomba.
This is the combo pack, by the way, if you're going to guess. It's a combo.
It's two of them.
Yeah, it's two of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a game changer.
It's a combo from the Roomba company.
It's the vacuum and
the mop.
Okay, well, that's a game changer. Uh-huh. Okay, so let me tell you my thoughts on this. When the whole Roomba thing first came out, I thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever. Like, who needs... You got to be really lazy to have a Roomba.
That's what I thought.
And I think that it didn't work that well. And you know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, this is a giant waste of money. But over the years, they have perfected this, and they have had other companies come in and do the same thing.
Right.
And now you have the app where it's like a floor plan of your home, and you can do it where it works perfectly. So now all of a sudden I've gotten very, very fascinated by this concept.
There you go.
Although I've not researched it because I forget about it, and I have so many other things that are higher priority for me to spend my money on. So here's my guess. The combo pack.
Yeah. The Roomba S9 Plus robot vacuum.
Yes.
Plus the Brava Jet M6 mop bundle. That's
I will tell you, I literally have no idea. Do you have an idea, Sarah? You look like you know.
I have no idea.
Okay, so I'm guessing for the
combo
pack?
I don't even know where to start. Because I don't even know what the mop looks like.
All right, here we go.
I have a friend that has a Roomba, and I think they're obnoxious. Like, I think it's great, but when it's so, like, it's cool, but it's so loud and annoying.
Well, the new one, the S9, by the way, it's 50% quieter than the other one. Sarah, everything you said, I agreed with you 100%.
Right,
that's what I thought.
But I love the idea of just sending it and forgetting it, and you never have to worry about anything. Because I will be honest, as clean as I am, and I do have a housekeeper that comes by, but I'll walk around without any shoes or socks on, and I'll get little crunchies on the bottom of my feet. I'm like, that is disgusting.
See, if you had the Roomba, dude.
Right, and it looks like it's clean, but clearly it's not. Okay, so I'm going with $799
Sarah,
for the combo.
Go for a price.
$1,200.
Get out of here with that.
Sarah.
I thought I was high, $799.
Sarah is the closest, my friend.
What?
Thank you.
$1,439.98 on their website.
You've got to be kidding me.
And that is exactly what my wife said last night to me.
Holy crap.
So, I mean, it's a lot of money, and it's so funny because on the website, like, there's options, like, for you to finance through them because it's so damn expensive.
Would you have to finance your vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Y'all, I saw this video yesterday. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
There is a host of a Nickelodeon web series called DIY with Me who went to, and I didn't even realize they still had Claire's in the, we were just talking about that recently, were we? Where you go to get your ears pierced?
Oh, Claire.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is one of the places.
I mean, you still have to, I mean, like Claire's has become the official go-to ear piercing place. Like, I think, do they even sell any? I mean, I know they do, but
yes,
does anybody ever go to Claire's?
Stuff.
Right. But do you go to Claire's to get jewelry and stuff? You go to get your ears pierced.
I mean, that's like your starter jewelry, right, Sarah?
Yeah, but you go to get the earrings that you're going to put in your ear.
Okay, good point.
And then you go get stuff for your friends for their birthdays.
Oh, my God. Y'all, this freaks me out even just thinking about it. Okay, so she went to go get her ears pierced. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They accidentally...
Stop.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about?
Looking at you on Zoom, you just made a gun, thing. Like, something went bad really quick with your hand.
Oh, yeah. They accidentally pierced her face mask to her ear. This what? Is her reaction.
I just got my 8th-third earring done, and the lady pierced my ear on my mask. And I can't get it off. And it hurts so bad. I hate you, Claire's! It stuck on my ear. And they look so ugly. I just want to take them out.
So the strap around the ear got pulled in?
Yeah, right. So apparently they weren't paying close enough attention and ended up piercing her face mask into her ear.
Ugh.
Reminds me of the time.
I don't even get that. I don't even understand what's going on. Just take out the earring and pull it out.
I mean, that's not the fun part of making a viral video, Sarah.
That's true.
I mean, you're supposed to leave it in for a while so we can talk about it like this.
Reminds me of the time that I had a diamond stud in my left ear and it got sucked into the ear. I had to go to a surgeon. They had to cut my ear and remove the earring.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, your boy had an earring. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, dude, that's painful.
Just when it gets better, it gets worse. The latest on COVID and everything else you need to know coming up next.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, Sarah the Round Rockin' has not had to wear a mask because Williamson County did not mandate it. Well, now that is not the case. Round Rock, Georgetown, Cedar Park, Hutto, Taylor, Leander, Marble Falls all join Austin in mandated mask policies, which is good because Austin could be looking at a return to stay-at-home orders as the cases of the coronavirus continue to push closer to the local levels that they have warned could overwhelm hospitals. We are on the verge, y'all, of going back to Cali. No, going back to where we came from. And this sucks. Cases in Travis County increased by 372% since the beginning of June.
Wow.
I don't know if you heard me. Cases in Travis County increased 372% since the beginning of this month, June.
Yeah.
So I'm so confused with the stay-at-home orders on the local level and the state level. Like, Mayor Adler extended them till August, correct? Like, August 15th. Now he's going to extend them even more. I mean, I'm so confused with everything right now.
I think everybody's confused.
I need a drink. I'll go to a bar. Oh, wait.
No.
I can't.
You cannot. So what they look at is a seven-day rolling average. If your daily confirmed cases are higher than their seven-day rolling average, then you're in deep doo-doo. Does that make sense?
Yep.
The seven-day rolling average for new hospitalizations has increased to 52. 10 days ago, it was only 27.7. If it reaches 70, local leaders have said even more stringent restrictions could return.
So everyone wearing a mask is going to help no matter what, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yes. According to Austin Public Health, we're seeing the highest positivity rate among people with ages between 20 and 40. Y'all, this is not your grandma's virus. The highest amount of people getting the virus right now are between the ages of 20 and 40. And this is what really ticks me off. The coronavirus treatment drug, Remdesivir, the drug that they're using by Gilead Sciences is going to cost $3,120.
Wow. This is to treat it.
And that's for people with insurance. And here's a really, this is why America hates pharmaceutical companies. $3,120, right? And Gilead, the company, is going to make all the profit on the drug, even though it was developed with at least $70 million in taxpayer money.
Wow.
Why'd you tell me that?
Sarah was asking me yesterday what I'm going to do if my son can't go back to school. And I'm like, he's going back to school. Pediatricians in the United States have put out a statement that is strongly in favor of getting kids back to school this fall. They cite mounting evidence that kids are less likely to catch or transmit coronavirus, saying schools are fundamental to child and adolescent development and well-being.
I mean, before coronavirus, schools were bathhouses of germs anyways, right?
Exactly.
I mean, every germ possible.
Absolutely.
But are at school with all those germy
kids. Bro, there's
kids.
So many germs. Coronavirus is going to show up, be like, hey, you know what, I'll move on.
All, yeah, you got the germs covered. Here. Yeah. I mean, my kids came home from daycare that are 5 and 3, like, with sick, like, every day with something before the coronavirus hit.
Well, it's secular with the kids, right? They get the cold, and then they get over it just in time time to get it again.
It's strengthening the immune system, right?
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
So a little good news during this whole coronavirus craziness. Kalahari Resorts, which is a hotel slash water park, is set to open in November in Round Rock, right across from the Del Diamond. Fingers crossed. The great thing about it is they're about to hire 1,500 employees, and they're having a virtual hiring fair today. It's at 10 a.m. and at noon. And at 2 p.m. via Zoom. Look at this world we live in. You don't even have to go in person now to apply for a job. If you text JOB to 51993, I'll send you back that link so you can sign up and be a part of the virtual hiring fair today. Again, Kalahari Resorts hiring 1,500 people. Could be you if you go sign up today.
Makeup for men. Are y'all in? I know Booker sometimes wears makeup.
He does.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me clarify, because we're on TV every day on Dish Nation on Fox.
Yeah.
And back in the day, I went and got some concealer to hide any blemishes, and then I just kind of like, whatever.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's great.
People on TV wear makeup, but the way you said it was like I'm going to kick it on a Saturday night, putting on my rouge, you know?
Yeah, what if you were? Who cares?
There's obviously nothing wrong with it. Like Sarah said, it's now in stores.
CVS just announced it's stocking a line of makeup for men in about 2,000 of its stores. The brand is called Strix, S-T-R-Y-X. And they're selling things like concealer, tinted moisturizer, and face cleanser for men. So no, like, mascara or blush yet. And they said, we didn't just take a woman's product and slap 4Men label on it. Our products are meticulously formulated for male skin.
Strix was started to help guys feel more confident in their own skin and look their best. We started off with a concealer tool here and a tinted moisturizer, which are designed to be really easy to use, but also discreet. Real men can wear makeup. Frank Sinatra, Clark Gable, Marlon Brando, David Beckham, all these guys we think of as classically handsome use makeup to enhance their looks, and there's no reason that you can't. We exist for the guys that want that better looking skin, but also want a quick, easy fix and don't want to shop in the women's aisle, which is why we also designed this to be very discreet, very tool-like.
Ooh, I'm in.
A survey from last year found that about 1/3 of men under the age of 45 said they'd be interested in trying makeup.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? That's a really high number.
Seriously, that doesn't sound crazy. I'm in 100%. What's up, CVS?
You would wear makeup?
Well, the one Sarah said, I mean, it doesn't sound like a makeup. It sounds like something that'd be good for my skin.
That's not makeup. Skincare is not makeup. I'm asking about makeup. Would you wear makeup?
If someone told me, like, there was an expert that said you should wear this, I would trust him and say yes, because I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, if Sarah was like, hey, Alex, you should fix those bags under your eyes every day, I would do it.
The company's Instagram page, their slogan is, I like this, we make handsome easy.
Well, in that case,
I'm in.
Sign me up. Austin is on the verge of new stay-at-home orders. Kalahari Resorts prepares to hire 1,500 Round Rock employees through a virtual hiring fair. Text JOB to 51993 to get that info. And CVS is officially selling makeup for men. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Or you can also stream us through your mobile phone or smart speakers in the radio.com app. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening. Back to dating with masks, of course, according to Mayor Adler. Mm-hmm. It's time once again, y'all, for hook up or hang up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Aubrey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Aubrey. So we have a single guy named Drew that we think you're going to be compatible with, but there's only one way to find out. We'll bring him on in just a second. But before we do, tell us about yourself and what it is you're looking for in a guy.
I work in sales. Since my daytime life is very boring, I am looking for someone with an amazing sense of humor just to kind of, you know, keep me engaged and entertained in the times where I'm not, you know, at my super boring daytime job.
Okay, well, let's find out if Drew is that funny guy for you. We'll bring him on right now and then give you 1 minute to get to know him. So, I don't know. Can you tell if you're compatible with someone in just 1 minute? Alex and Sarah, say hi to Drew.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, Drew? So let's see here if you and Aubrey could be a potential couple. We're only going to give you 60 seconds to get to know one another before you decide whether or not you want to go out on a date. So 60 seconds starts right now. Take it away, Aubrey.
Hi, Drew. What's your favorite movie?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay. What do you do in your free time?
Hockey.
Hockey. Where are you from originally?
Minnesota.
That makes sense.
Oh, wow. Are you more of an indoors or outdoors person?
Outdoors.
What's your favorite band?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Seriously?
Okay. What is your favorite kind of food?
Thai food.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
Thai food.
Thai. I swear I thought you said pet food.
No. Really?
Okay. All right.
That was amazing how many questions she got out.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we still have 10 seconds. So, Drew, do you have a question for Aubrey?
Yeah. Do you want kids?
Oh.
Yeah.
Straight to that. Okay.
Wow.
Well, there you go. She says yes. Really, Drew? Gone in 60 Seconds is your favorite movie?
Hey, man, it's time and a place.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Now, are we talking about the 1974 classic or the 2000 Nicolas Cage version?
I want you to ask yourself what you think my answer is.
Well, of course, Nicolas Cage, right?
Cage.
Yeah, right.
He told you. I mean, come on, bro. Do you think really this guy would like the 1974 version?
Well, you never know. I mean, he said CCR was his favorite band, so who knows? Maybe he's an old soul.
He's a car guy, that's for sure, it sounds like.
Aubrey, did you feel a connection there with Drew? We're going to find out. We'll count down 3, 2, 1. If you guys want to keep the conversation going, you're going to say hook up. But if you didn't feel it, then literally hang up the phone. How are you guys feeling?
Alex is here.
Yeah, I like him, but I don't know.
Really?
I mean, yeah, you know.
Stop. All right.
Baby.
Here we go. Hook up or hang up with Aubrey and Drew. We're about to find out in 3, 2, 1. Whoa, they both, you know, what's weird? Aubrey hung up before the countdown even started.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's a first.
I don't think we have ever had both of them hang up. Wow.
No, we have had both of them hang up, but we've never had someone hang up before we gave them a chance to.
Amazing.
Wait. That was awesome.
Wow.
So, I love it.
I guess it doesn't surprise me about her, but it does kind of surprise me about him.
Exactly. Well, I think he heard her hang up, and he probably didn't want to be like,
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how I would play it.
Wow. Well, back to the drawing board.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
His current record is 1,432 wins with just 123 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Rick. Rick lives in Round Rock, makes the commute all over Central Texas because he is a pharmaceutical rep. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Rick!
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished,
they're
I'll be right back. She says they're easy. We'll see. I'm coming back to answer the same 5. You just need to get more right than me to win, okay?
Shouldn't be a problem.
No. Nice. Oh. Look at that. Swagger of a salesman right there. All right, Rick, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Disney is pushing the release of Mulan, the remake, to August 21st. What comedian in the original played Mushu?
Kristen Bell.
Michael Phelps is 35 years old today. Did he compete in 4, 5, or 6 Olympics?
5.
Princess Bride got a remake. Kind of. It's a parody. It's on Quibi, which is a new TV channel you can watch on your phone, but there's so many celebrities involved. It's actually kind of cool. What is the name of the princess in Princess Bride? She's Princess what?
Princess Amanda?
So Margot Robbie is going to be in a new Pirates of the Caribbean that's all about a female lead, and the person, the woman who wrote Birds of Prey is going to write it. Margot Robbie plays what character in Birds of Prey?
That I don't know.
Okay. And finally, Beyonce is releasing a visual album called Black is King on Disney Plus on July 31st, and it'll be based on music from the album The Lion King, The Gift. Beyonce is born and raised where?
Houston, Texas.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
I don't feel like I did very well.
Sarah didn't throw any drug questions for you. Pharmaceutical questions.
Hey! What's going on?
All right, he got 2 right.
All right.
So Disney is pushing the release of Mulan,
mm-hmm.
the remake, to August 21st. In the original, what comedian voiced Mushu? Who won't be in the next one.
Is that, that's Eddie Murphy, right? That's his character? Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Michael Phelps, 35 years old today. How many Olympics did he go to? 4, 5, or 6?
Okay, 16. So 16 years. Say he was 18, 34. He's 36. So it's got to be only 4.
You know what? If you Google Michael Phelps, he competed in 4 where he got medals, but he actually went to the 2000 Summer Olympics. So Margot Robbie is going to play a female lead in a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It'll
Pirates
be written
the
by the Pirates of the Caribbean. It'll be written by the woman who also wrote Birds of Prey.
Oh, look, Birds of Prey.
What was Margot Robbie's character in Birds of Prey?
I see what
Prey.
You're doing there.
Pirates of the Caribbean is a follow-up to Birds of Prey.
Dude, I love it, Sarah.
What is her character in Birds of Prey?
Yeah.
Harley Quinn.
Yes, and finally, Beyonce is releasing a visual album called Black is King on Disney Plus July 31st. It'll be based on the music from the album The Lion King, The Gift. Beyonce, born and raised where?
Houston, Texas.
Yes, so you got 4 right.
All right, then.
It's an embarrassing defeat for me.
You know, it happens to 1,432 people now, so don't feel bad.
What is the percentage?
Well, I don't know. That's a whole lot of math. I'm going to have to get out my calculator for that. Okay, let's see here. That's a good question. No one's ever asked that before. So, all right. Let me do the math here. So, 1,432 people. All right. I don't even know how to figure this out.
Yeah, percentages weren't my jam, bro.
I might have no idea. The answer.
Hey, you beat Booker.
No idea.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Rick, for play. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on and giving me the chance. This is Ricky in Round Rock, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh, good try, man. Good try. I like that percentage question, though.
Hey, if you are looking for romantic date ideas while you stay home, socially responsible, then Sarah Osbourne's got some great tips for you. Just the tips coming up in her dating diary. That's next on Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the radio.com app.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
Y'all, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Writing a dating diary during quarantine is getting rough. Like, I even have a friend who is single, and I was like, what are you doing? Just tell me. And it's just like nothing. All my friends that are single, they're like, nothing. We're not doing anything. There's nothing happening.
It's like they were getting out, and then all of a sudden, bars close, and it's like, ugh.
It feels like right now is just prep, you know? We're just doing dating prep.
Like you're practicing at home or your apartment or whatever.
Yes, and getting ready, you know, going online to see what's available. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, this is my it's like looking at the menu from home before you go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we have some friends, all three of us mutually know them, that run a website here in town called Couple in the Kitchen. And if you go to their website, typically they're out and about doing things. But they recently, in the past couple of days, put up a big, huge article, fun things to do at home and while social distancing. And I was like, well, here's at least something, because I will say, like, I've gotten real lazy at my house. Like, you know, you're always supposed to date your husband no matter what. You're married, but you're supposed to date each other still. Mm-hmm. And this is a great list. Well, some of the things y'all are going to think are straight up ridiculous, and you can tell your friends that you think they're ridiculous because you will never do them.
That's funny.
But I thought it'd be fun to go through some of my favorites. And these are both for people who are newly dating and people who have been dating for years and years and years.
All right, let's see how many of these we would actually do.
All right. So here's some ideas from Couple in the Kitchen, fun things for couples to do
at home.
Let's
just do a yay or nay after every one of these to see if it's something that we would do. All right, go ahead, Sarah.
And I'm going
to
shorten the list. So do you guys ever challenge your partner to a board game?
No.
But you should, right? How about this, Alex? You go, Andrea, I do this with the kids all the time, but let's go have a water balloon fight outside.
No, dude. No,
okay,
I dread it with the kids enough.
I just want Booker and his wife to do this. Sketch drawings of each other to laugh at the results.
No.
Sarah, that's
how about
like,
this?
Oh my God.
How about this? Make a fort in your living room.
Sarah.
What?
Okay, I'll move on to the next category, romantic things to do at home.
Now you're speaking my language.
Alex, draw a bath so you and Andrea can take a bubble bath together.
No.
Stop. That's just not right.
How about this? Unfortunately, Booker's wife is not drinking right now, but I do think this is actually a really good idea on our list. Have your own wine tasting at home. So you pick up a few bottles.
That's fun.
And then,
we're talking.
Right. This is good.
I like that a lot.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep.
I will never see you guys read a book to each other.
Never.
I never see y'all doing strip poker.
Nope.
I do think, okay, this sounds terrible, but I think if you did it, you would have fun. And that's learn how to dance together through a YouTube tutorial.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Dude, that's...
No.
Okay. Our friends also suggested writing each other a poem.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Okay, how about this? How about this? Date ideas while socially distancing. I will say, if you do not do a drive-in during quarantine, what did you do?
That's dope.
I've been talking to my wife about that for a while now.
Yes.
The problem is our kids go to bed early, and it doesn't get dark until like 10 o'clock
at
night.
Seriously, bro. I noticed that last night.
Yeah.
You know what? Make a bed in the back of the car and let them sleep while y'all have romantic time in the front of the car. Mm. They'll always remember the fort you built them in the back of the car.
Mm.
No? Okay.
Okay, sure. All right.
Another date idea why socially distancing is go fishing.
No, I've never been fishing in my life.
You know what?
Come on.
As a couple, I would not enjoy it with my wife, but taking the kids, because they have been talking about wanting to go fishing, so I would do that. But I know
you should do it just
couples.
For the halibut.
Halibut, yep. And
oh
finally.
Oh my God, I cannot believe you just did that.
So this is very simple and it sounds cheesy, but watch the sunset at a scenic overlook. Y'all should go hike somewhere and watch the sun go down.
Mount Bonnell. It's so romantic.
Yeah. Mm. When's the last time, Alex, you went up the steps at Mount Bonnell?
I've never been up the steps at Mount Bonnell. Never, ever in my life have I been.
If you want the full list from our friends, Couple in the Kitchen, text date to 51993.
I love y'all, but I got about two things out of that, and it's drinking wine, and what was the other one?
Going to the drive-in.
Going to the drive-in.
Sorry, I was distracted. I'm unfriending both of them right now. My bad.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.